Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Wednesday with AC. It's all brought to you by KM. Alex Cora. As long as there is KM, there's summer. Arbella Insurance, and by Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox, Major League style at minor league prices. Visit Zenni from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. It's indeed Alex Cora. How you doing?
First things first, man.
Yeah.
I start reading about you and what you've done in this city and, you know, from Celtics to talk shows and be the man. And I heard you retiring. Congratulations, man. Appreciate, you know, like, that's an amazing career. That's an amazing career, and enjoy the family, which is the most important thing.
There's no question. And thank you. That's really nice of you to
say. I thought you were talking about me.
Yeah. No.
You gotta keep talking to him.
Keep working, kid.
So let me ask you this, Alex. How do you feel about the fact that Christian is not retiring?
just you and me, buddy.
There's other coaches that they switch. What? They switch shows? What?
I really appreciate it, Alex. Thank you very much. It's been a phenomenal run, and I've spent a lot of time over the years over at that ballpark, I can tell you. So let's start with your pitcher, your ace. Chris Sale was out there with live BP. You had an opportunity to watch him, so we're getting a first-hand account. What did you see?
Yeah. He looks really good. His velocity was good. Good slider, good changeup. He made run 18, 20 pitches, and the most important thing, the command was there, which is something that we always worry about when guys are coming, you know, from surgery. He feels great. Honestly, you get excited, but I think there's one more live BP probably in Florida next week. He's not coming with us to the West Coast. And if everything goes well, then probably we'll make decisions as far as like rehab assignment, all that stuff. But he looks great. He looked great. 94, 95 with the fastball. So we're very excited.
Well, that's what I was actually wondering. It's like, you know, 18 pitch innings, right? One inning, rather, 18 pitches, whatever it might be. So is it – how many pitches does he have to get up to before you send him on a rehab? You know, are you willing to send him out there for one inning or two innings, or does he have to be able to go three?
I'll defer that one to the athletic department, to the medical department. Yeah. We've been very patient with everything. Most likely the next live, it will be two innings. Today was the same thing, you know, warm up, come back, and then go out in 5 minutes or 8 minutes, you know, just like a regular start. So I do believe the next one will be two innings, and let's see how he comes out of it. As always, the most important thing, the most important day is tomorrow. See how he feels, how he reacts. But from his end, the feedback is like, I feel great. So I've been hearing this for 3 weeks in a row, so I'm glad that he's in this position.
Yeah, I think the entire region moved more than moved. It's a little uncomfortable being here with a bunch of dudes, but whatever. It's all we got right now. Yeah, my thing was, so I mean, you're saying he's feeling great. Like, how's his patience with this? I mean, is he chomping at the bit? Are you guys like, you know, having to kind of slow him down? Like, what's his demeanor like?
Now, I do believe he's been very disciplined throughout the process. Obviously, with COVID and then the neck issue, he realized that, you know, it was kind of like a wake-up call. Like, don't rush yourself. You know, there's stuff that happens throughout the rehab that it doesn't have to do with the elbow. It just, you know, your back or your, you know, I don't know, like I said, the neck, you know. So he's been very disciplined. He's been really good. He understands that he's not only important for this year, he's important for the future of the organization. But the fact that we are in this position, it makes it more excited, right? He wants to be part of this. He wanted to be here in Boston with the guys and be in the clubhouse. And he's already making a difference in the clubhouse, you know, talking to pitchers, talking to players. Just his presence here, it changes the mood. Obviously, I mean, the mood has been great since, you know, the fourth game of the season. But just having him around, there's something about this guy that about competing and knowing how he works in this city that he's helping everybody out.
So, Alex, you've seen more than a trip through your starting rotation now with the new rules in baseball, and you must be ecstatic because most of you guys have been really good and have not been affected by this thing. One guy has, and that is Garrett Richards. And it almost seems like, and I'll use Hunter Renfro's quote, it's in his head right now. And how do you get it out of his head? How do you straighten him out right now?
Hopefully he learned in the last one after the first two innings that he can compete with the stuff that he has. You know, the stuff we get the information the next day and then you compare it to other pitchers or to his stuff, the previous one, and the breaking ball rates well, the slider wasn't great than the last one, the fastball was real good. Command was outstanding, which is one of the things that if we talk about Garrett, there's a big guy walking through the office saying, I'm good. So early in the season, he was all over the place, right? Like, he was walking people. Well, in the last one, he threw a lot of strikes, which is a positive.
You know, Alex,
we have to compete at this level. We have to compete at this level. That's the most important thing. There's days that you're going to have your A stuff. There's days that you're going to be okay. There's days that you don't have, you know, your fastball sucks and you don't have a good breaking ball. But you know what? You can get people out. You can do it. And I think he realized that the last two innings, and hopefully he can carry that to Oakland on Saturday.
You know, Alex, I think Tanner Houck threw last night again. I'm just, you know, you look at this bullpen and how much use, you know, it's being used, and they have been absolutely outstanding. I mean, you turn to a guy out there, and everyone's kind of coming through for you now. But Tanner Houck, can he help? Is it helping this rotation minimize some innings? Is it helping this bullpen kind of take some of the heat off of those guys? How can he help? How many different ways can he help your team?
I do believe, you know, you just said it, minimize the innings, you know. Somehow, some way, we'll map it out, and at one point he's gonna contribute. And at one point we have to be creative, right? Because of Chris and all that. We want to build him up as a starter, obviously. But then when he comes in, what are we gonna do? But we're gonna have some capable guys that can give you quality innings, elite innings, you know, with their stuff on a nightly basis, guys that we can extend that can do what Whitlock is doing right now with Tanner and some other guys. So we're talking about it. As you know, right after the All-Star break, you know, we played from the 15th all the way to the August 1st against New York, Toronto, New York, Toronto, Tampa. Our next off day is August 2nd. So we're planning ahead of time, see how we're going to reshuffle the rotation right away, how we gonna use certain guys, and see where Tanner, you know, fits in our plans.
So we saw, you know, a couple of photos of Frenchy Cordero taking ground balls at first base. Anything to discuss? Any foreshadowing with that? Anything you want to, you know, share with us?
Versatility. He signed as a shortstop. We know he can play the outfield. Just trying to be as versatile as possible. One thing about Heim, and you guys have talked to him through the year. Versatility is very important, and he comes from an organization that, as far as that, they do it best. And then the more versatile we are, the better it is. He's a left-handed bat that is swinging the bat well down there. And if we can be creative and this can happen, then, you know, it's another option. So we need him, obviously, to play a few days or weeks at the position, but the athlete and his pass, you know, tells us that probably he's going to be able to handle first base.
I'm wondering, because we talked about this in the offseason, is this team going to be as good defensively in the outfield? No Bradley, left field's going to change. What are they going to be like? And yet that doesn't seem to be a problem, and you're getting offense. And you wanted to talk last week about Hunter Renfro. I wanted to talk about Josh Taylor, so I want to let you talk about Hunter Renfro, because I don't think any of us, I asked Lou this the other day, I don't think any of us thought he was this good a player. Did we miss something in the past, or is he just that much better, and he's got a solid arm out there in right field?
Defensively, he's been this guy for a while. He did it in San Diego. He did it in Tampa, and obviously he's doing it here. Offensively, talking to him in the offseason, not getting at bats against righties last year kind of hurt him. As Lou knows, you know, like all these platoon guys, if you face only lefties, you're going to become pull happy, and you know, it doesn't work. You need a righty just to stay in there and see a different angle. We didn't promise him too many at-bats against righties. It was up to him. And in spring training, he did a good job going the other way. He was sending pitches, being disciplined. In April, he wasn't great. He was chasing pitches, and his approach from spring training disappeared. We went to Texas, and we had a meeting about approach and hitting, and with all the shifting and the way they were pitching us, we felt like we were telling the guys, hey, stay in the middle of the field, go the other way. The breaking balls, they're going to hang and you're going to hit for power. He hit a home run in that series, and then he started hitting line drives the other way, and he's been locked in. He always has traffic in front of him. He understands the situation. Good base runner, too. Great in the clubhouse. And, you know, for whatever we got him for, we got a tremendous player, a player that is playing all-star caliber right now. And without him, I don't think we're in this position.
You know, Alex, last week, the week before, we were talking about Kike Hernandez in that leadoff spot. And you said, you know, he started to get comfortable down that 7-8 hole. And in the last three games, I noticed, what is he? I think he's 6-for-12. He's got two bombs. Did he just need like a week to just sort of relax a little bit? Is this the guy you envisioned that can be your leadoff hitter?
Well, this is the player we envision, because he can do damage from the leadoff spot. But at the same time, we knew that he can work the count. He puts good at-bats with two strikes. When he failed, it was more about being ahead in the count and expand the strike zone. You know, kind of like, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to hit a home run. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's been actually better. I think slowing him down, he didn't play in that Atlanta series. He didn't play the first game in Kansas City. Then after that, he came back. He started making better swing decisions. He started taking pitches. And so far, he's doing a good job. I mean, the last two or three days, he's been solid leading off. And if he stays within himself, not trying to hit homers, just trying to get to the ball, he'll be okay. And we love the fact that he's buying into the concept, and hopefully he can continue doing that.
You know, you guys have a lot of guys out there played a lot of games. I'm just wondering, the last couple of nights, how hot it is, how humid it is. Do you sort of expect to get some guys a day off here or there? Some long games out there in that heat.
Yeah, I was planning actually on DHing Bogey today and playing JD, but I don't know how. There were some negotiations late night with between them two. So Bogey decided that I'll play short today, I'll DH on Thursday. He told JD, hey, JD, I know you like to play left field on day games. So you play Thursday left field and I'll DH. So we'll do that. Most
big
likely,
money?
JD will be. I don't know about those two guys. I don't know.
Hey, speaking of,
but
we'll take care of
JD Friday in Oakland. We'll give him an off day, and you know, we got a 4 o'clock start and then a 1 o'clock start on Sunday in Oakland. So we'll make sure we keep him rested and ready to go.
Hey, speaking of Bogey, did he see in the Athletic you guys were sixth in the power rankings? Mm. Even though you're the best player.
He was disappointed. He was. Yeah, he was disappointed.
All right. Just
well, as long as you got to point it out, you can post it. I got one more for you. You told us earlier in the season, after you came back from a road trip in Texas, and then you came here, there were full fans down there in Texas. There was nobody here at Fenway. You said, quickly, day and night difference, all right? Yesterday, we have Alex Verdugo on. And I talked to him about your home record until this past week has not been good. You've been a better road team than you've been a home team until this past week. He said the difference, the crowds. If you noticed it, is that the difference?
It helps. you know, I had a conversation with Aaron Boone and with Cash, and I don't think they're getting as many fans at Yankee Stadium, and they felt it, you know, and the weekend was outstanding. It started with Pedroia's ceremony and then obviously with the sweep, but it's been loud. The music has been great. It's been louder than in 19, even 18, and we love it. We love it, and hopefully they can continue to show up, have a blast with the team, and let's see where it takes us.
All right. Well, there you go.
All right, Alex. Alex Cora on the Harbor One Hotline. You'll have me around for a few weeks anyway, mm-hmm. maybe a couple of months mm-hmm. to
He's
kick
not
around.
Really going anywhere.
And,
really.
And then you're stuck. Then you're stuck with Christian. Okay.
He'll be there till November 5th or something like that. Hang
exactly,
out with him.
Exactly. All right, Alex. Have a good one. Good
be
luck.
Well,
tonight.
Man.
See
All
you
right.
later. Bye bye.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Alex Cora, right here on the Harbor One Hotline. By the way, Trevor Bauer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!